May it please the court, my name is Suarez Kante. I'm here on behalf of the petitioner, Mr. Dati Ahodipe. I will note for the court that the government did point out that the spelling of the last name was incorrect. So we will represent to the court that Mr. Dati's full name, last name is spelled as A-H-O-D-I-P-K-E instead of K-P-E. Your Honor, this case went before the Board of Immigration Appeals on three issues. The first was whether or not Mr. Ahodipe did file his asylum application in a timely manner. And the second was whether or not he was entitled to relief under Section 241B3 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And the third issue was whether or not Mr. Ahodipe was entitled to relief under the Convention Against Torture. Now, in terms of the timeliness, we have considered that this court does not have any jurisdiction to review the BIA's decision as to the untimeliness of the application. And in our review, we did not find any viable constitutional issue or any question of law that will warrant the jurisdiction of this court. So we contend, however, that Mr. Ahodipe was entitled to relief under Section 241B3 of INA. Now, of course, this court has set out the criteria based on the Immigration and Nationality Act. For him to be able to seek relief under this particular statute, Mr. Ahodipe must have to prove that his life or freedom would be threatened if he were to remove to Togo because of his race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group or political opinion. For that to be established, he has to show that there will be a clear probability of persecution if returned to Togo. When the BIA and the immigration judge looked at this case, they ruled that, in fact, Mr. Ahodipe did not meet the first part of the test, which is that he suffered past persecution, and they only concentrated on three issues. And I think this court has stated previously that in order to assess persecution, the immigration judge or the Board of Immigration Appeals must look at the whole picture and not treat evidence in a piecemeal manner. In this case, that's exactly what the immigration judge did, as well as the Board of Immigration Appeals. Now, there are indeed three incidents that we highlighted in the brief which we contend that constitute persecution. One of them was when Mr. Ahodipe was stopped by the police. And it appears as if the government and the immigration judge suggest that, in fact, these police officers were merely performing law enforcement functions. In fact, they were not. The reason is when they stopped Mr. Ahodipe, they asked him for his identity, for an ID card. When he showed them, he told them what his name was, they immediately said that he was from the southern part of Togo and therefore deserved some spanking. They beat him up and he returned back home. There was indeed some kind of bias against folks that came from that part of the country. And then there was the incident regarding the roadblocks. That was the second incident in 1998 where he was pulled over also. He was stopped again and confronted by soldiers. And he was beaten up during this incident. And at this particular time, he was specifically told by the soldiers that, in fact, they knew who he was, that they know that his father was, in fact, worked for at the harbor, and that his days were numbered at the place of employment. And the third incident was the one where he went to pick up his passport at the passport office in Togo. In that incident, he had previously participated in a march in the morning, a protest march against the government because of the conditions in the country. Mr. Ahodipe, when he went to pick up the passport, was recognized by the soldiers as one of those who had participated in the previous protest march. He was taken down to a basement and received severe beating during that episode.
Counsel, is it your position that any one of these incidents would be enough to prove past persecution, or that it is the cumulative nature of these incidents that constitutes past persecution?
In fact, Your Honor, it is the cumulative nature. It's the aggregate. In fact, Mr. Ahodipe's story began when he was about 9 years old, when he started having experiences with the government, until he went to high school. His high school was invaded by soldiers at some point. At some point, his family had to move from Togo to Ghana.
Were these earlier incidents brought before the immigration judge?
They were all before the immigration judge, Your Honor. And in fact, they stayed there for about between 3 to 5 months before coming back to Togo. And when he left, when he left for the United States, his parents, his father, was in fact his home. He was ejected from where he was working, and they invaded his house and gave him some sound beating, him and his wife. And medical records were presented before the immigration judge. And in fact, he credited the fact that Mr. Ahodipe's parents received punishment before in the hands of the soldiers that went to his house.
Counsel,
please go ahead.
Counsel, suppose we were to decide against you with respect to past persecution. If that's true, do you have any case with respect to future persecution? Under the hypothetical I've just given you, you would have the burden at that point.
Yes, Your Honor. In fact, if we look at the country conditions, you would in fact agree with me that Mr. Ahodipe had a well-founded fear of persecution. Now, the immigration judge only looked at those three incidents and then discounted the country reports. This case was heard in October of 2006. The only country report that he referred to was the one that was issued for 2005, and that one was rife with significant human rights violations by the government at the time. So and that's the one that he principally relied on, and there's no question that that particular human report would support past persecution and, in fact, future persecution. And, in fact, Mr. Ahodipe, not only did he participate politically when he was in Togo, he presented membership cards showing that he was a very strong member of the UFC. And also, when the late President Iyadema died and his son was installed as a president by the military, he, in fact, signed a petition together with 150 other students who were protesting this particular installation of the president's son. So all these factors, and also evidence was presented that his brother, if we submitted an email from the UNCHR showing that his brother was in a camp, in a refugee camp in Benin, which is a neighboring country.
Here, let me ask you, what year did he arrive in the United States?
He got here in 1999, Your Honor.
1999.
Yes, Your Honor.
What year did he file this petition?
He filed a petition in 2003.
Is that timely filed?
No, we have considered, Your Honor, that was not, in fact, timely filed. We did give the reasons why we think he was entitled to the exceptions to the untimeliness of the applications, but those are reasons that were rejected by the...
Is there any constitutional question or any question of law?
We did not notice any viable constitutional question, Your Honor. But
what jurisdiction do we have?
Well, the jurisdiction is to review whether or not he was entitled to relief under Section 241, which this court has the power to do so. And also, this court can determine whether or not he was entitled to relief under the Convention Against Torture. And that's another issue, Your Honor.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay. Your Honor, under the Convention Against Torture, it's clear. The statute describes four factors that the immigration court has to take into account. In this case, the immigration judge merely referenced the fact that he cannot prove that it was more likely than not that he would be subject to persecution. They did not go through the different factors. Number one, we concede that there's an issue regarding whether or not there was persecution. Number two, the country conditions, whether or not there's evidence of gross human rights violations in the country. It was very clear, based on the 2005 country reports, that there was gross human rights violation. We submitted pictures of violence of people who were murdered on the streets, of youths. We also submitted evidence indicating that massive movement of Togolese people from Togo to Benin. Presented all that evidence.
Have the conditions improved?
Well, the immigration judge at the time indicated that it has, but if we look at the 2007 and 2006 country reports, which were before the immigration judge made the decision, it's still the same. It always says, and in fact, this court has made many comments about this particular human rights reports that is issued by the State Department. But if you read both of those for 2006 and 2007, you'll find out that the country is still in turmoil. There's still political persecution, and there's still arbitrary arrest and detention of citizens.
A lot of the exiles, or whatever you want to call them, that went to Ghana have come back. I don't know whether that's an indication that it's better and worse.
Well, in fact, Your Honor, it says that half of the refugees have returned. Not all of them.
I know. In fact,
those who have refused to return indicate that they are fearful of returning to Togo. And my client finds himself in the same position. And I see my time is up. I have 2 minutes for rebuttal, but I'll come back and finish the CAT argument.
Thank you, counsel.
Jeffrey Meyer. Jeffrey Meyer for the respondent, Your Honor. May it please the court. A petitioner filed an untimely asylum application. The asylum officer, the immigration judge, and the Board of Immigration Appeals determined that petitioner had not shown an exception to the filing deadline. This court lacks jurisdiction to review, in this particular case, the agency's denial of the petitioner's untimely asylum application.
Is that the law in other circuits?
Yes, Your Honor.
It is?
That's under the Real ID Act.
Other circuits have construed it the same way.
Largely yes. This court, there's a Ninth Circuit case, the Ramadan Court, discussed constitutional and legal questions and application. But this court has rejected the Ramadan approach explicitly.
Thank you.
In Baracha.
Does this court have jurisdiction to hear this matter in the factual determinations of the Board of Immigration Appeals in connection with final orders of removal?
Your Honor, with respect to the asylum claim, no.
No.
Because it was untimely. The court would have jurisdiction to look at the withholding of removal claim and the claim under that. But petitioner has failed to establish that the record evidence compels a conclusion contrary to the agency's determination that petitioner did not prove his eligibility for withholding of removal. And because petitioner has failed to provide sufficient evidence to meet his burden of proof, the agency properly denied the removal application. A petitioner has identified only 3 material incidents of harassment by soldiers in his native land, only one of which had any arguable connection with petitioner's political activity. Petitioner was detained for only a matter of hours in that one incident and not detained in any of the other incidents. And while the incidents are unfortunate, he suffered only bruises, nothing requiring medical attention, and he was able to freely leave the country to pursue his studies in the United States. In addition, there's no well-founded fear of future persecution. His political activity occurred 10 years ago as a student. He's now 30 years old. He held no rank in the UFC party, and the party, as of 2007, occupied seats in the government after free elections in Togo. There's no evidence here that he would face persecution.
What's his family, other family situation in Togo? Are they still there? Or is their family still there, some? I know his father got fired and
father,
beat up.
Father and mother are still there. Sister's still there. And at one point there's a reference to the brother having left to go to a refugee camp. But the record shows that petitioner doesn't know the location of the petition of his brother. He simply says at some point he left, and he didn't meet his burden of showing that the record indicates there's any kind of persecution of the brother, just that he had simply left the country at one point and was in a refugee camp. And finally, substantial evidence supports the agency's determination that petitioner failed to show it was more likely than not he would face torture if he was returned to Togo. There's no past torture. There's no evidence that anyone in Togo is seeking the petitioner individually. I have nothing further unless there's more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Counsel, your time is up, but I will give you an extra minute, sir.
Thank you, Judge.
You went beyond it.
Okay, thank you, Judge. I was discussing the CAT relief for Mr. Ahodipe. This court has on many occasions indicated that the agencies should always follow their regulations when making assessments in terms, particularly when it comes to immigration cases. I was arguing earlier that, in fact, the Board of Immigration Appeals and the court did not properly address the four criteria that have to be reviewed in assessing whether or not my client was entitled to CAT relief. And I discussed whether or not there was past persecution. And another issue was whether or not Mr. Ahodipe was able to relocate if he sent back to Togo. That issue was never discussed by the Immigration Board, by the Board of Immigration Appeals, or the immigration judge. And the other relevant information, which is looking at the entire country conditions to see whether or not it is more likely than not that Mr. Ahodipe will be subject to persecution or will be tortured if he returned to the country. That was not looked at. So there was just a simple reference to the fact that it is more like that he did not show that it was more likely than not that he will be tortured. Nothing more, nothing less. So I think the agency's failure to address those fundamental issues, aspects of the CAT relief, warrants this court to send the case back to the immigration judge. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you, counsel. We will take this case under advisement. And